Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm gonna leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's gonna go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Ryan, how you been?
Doing great, Zach. Great to chat with you. Quantify some burpees. Are you talking three? Are you talking five? I'm a little suspect. You're a little suspect there.
Hickey, how many burpees did you do?
I was struggling. I mean, maybe 12 and like three
maybe
rounds.
Maybe 12. That's definitely five. Way to go, though, man.
It was
way
slow. I was slow. I was taking, you know.
Now, Hickey's in good shape, but he is an emaciated man. Like, he's got some muscle to him. But he's like a string bean, though, Ryan. Like, you would want to just pancake him and say enough. He's kind of obnoxious.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Talking about obnoxious, Russell Wilson has been really obnoxious this year. If you were in that locker room, what would just be your interpretation of your own quarterback right now?
But you got to understand, Zach, so many of these guys don't understand what it's like to be around a superstar. I mean, that's what Russell Wilson is. I mean, everybody's making fun of him for doing some high knees in the aisles. I mean, the media was there to answer and ask that question, right? I mean, everybody's eating it up. So, I mean, there's definitely a difference between what happens on the field and what happens off the field. And some guys like Russ, they want to take advantage of every opportunity off the field. And now everybody may be laughing, but they know he was working. Whether or not that turns into a win, that's the difference. And that's when really people are going to stop talking about Russell Wilson. They need to win games. And unfortunately for the Broncos, Russ is dealing with a torn labrum in his throwing shoulder and a hamstring injury that forced him to sit out last week. So he's injured trying to make the best of a tough situation. They got over $70 million on the IR for the Broncos this year. It's a tough year for the Broncos.
Yeah, I'll tell you, though, it's crazy. Like last night, Justin Tucker's flying back on the plane, and I get it. He's a great kicker, one of the greatest, if not the greatest kickers of all time, and even he's making jokes. I've never seen this quickly a quarterback who was so well-respected, well-liked, everyone was saying the Broncos easily won this trade. 7 weeks into a season, he's become a national laughingstock for everyone.
Well, I mean, also, was he respected? I mean, he's never had an MVP vote. I mean, that's insane. Yeah, people know about it, but that's the power of having a dynamic franchise quarterback. I mean, we know Russell Wilson did high knees. We also know that Gisele Bündchen gave Tom Brady an ultimatum, and we don't know what the hell happened after the punch of chakra that Aaron Rodgers took, but he might need another one or never do it again. I mean, this is what the things we know about star quarterbacks, because there are only 32 quarterbacks in the NFL and probably about 5 to 10 stars.
So when it comes to Russell Wilson, are you still optimistic that when we get towards a few years into this, that he'll start to once again look like that old quarterback? Because the last year and a half, he's not played well.
Well, he was injured last year, and there are some concerning things regarding his decision-making, missing some open players, and he's in the first year of a new playbook. Listen, I don't want to be – I know – I understand that when you win the Super Bowl, that's week 27. So when you start talking about week 8 storylines, it's tough to say that's who they are. Both the times the Giants won with Eli, they were wild card teams, and they wanted to bench Eli both seasons. The success is on this team. It's in this locker room for the Broncos. I just don't know if they'll be healthy enough to get there.
Ryan Harris, how about Nathaniel Hackett? If they lose this weekend, is he donezo?
No, he shouldn't be. I mean, people are saying that, possibly, but, I mean, it's his first time being a head coach, and you're going to fire him after 8 games? I mean, that'd be a tough break for Nathaniel and really for the players. So I think you're going to see them finish the season out. And it depends now. If they lose by 30 points, I mean, that's definitely up for discussion because – you know, you have to compete. And I'll tell you, Zach, those London games are strange. I mean, you leave at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you on a Wednesday, and you arrive Thursday morning at 7 a.m. It's just the strangest thing. A lot can happen in those London games. The field's different. The stadiums are different. I mean, it's weird to talk about grass and mud, but it's really different over there in London. So some things can come up this week, but I think Nathaniel Hackett makes it either way after this game.
With the trade deadline approaching, how do you think the Broncos will tackle it? Is Chubb gone? Is Jerry Jeudy gone? How do you think Payton does navigate this?
I think you need Chubb. He's proven that when healthy, he's one of the better defensive ends, top 15 in the NFL. Jerry Jeudy, to me, I like what he does, but Jerry Jeudy, as a first-round pick, fooled a lot of people. He's not a number one receiver. You know, he's more of a number two or number three guy, and if they can get any value for him, do it. I mean, this is a third-year player who still catches balls, trapping them against his chest instead of using his hands. He's gotten markedly better than the last two seasons, but I mean, Jerry Jeudy, that's not a guy you're saying we're paying $30 million to per year. I mean, that's where that wide receiver market's going. So if they could get a second-round pick for Jerry Jeudy, I'd imagine he's gone. I doubt they'll get that, but it'll be interesting to see what the Broncos choose to do. But you look like a safety like Kareem Jackson, a veteran who wants to win. Is that a piece you can move for a fifth or a sixth in the next year's draft? So those are the kinds of questions that I know that George Payton, the GM for the Broncos, is talking about and going over with his team.
You said that, yeah, just circling back on the Hackett conversation, you said that you think he'll get the rest of the season. Do you think he'll be there next year as the head coach?
No one knows in the NFL. You know, it's a strange place. They have to compete for the wild card spot at least. They have to be in it later on in the season. And I know, guys, it doesn't sound like a lot to other people, but going from 16 to 17 games, that really does change the season and what we're used to records feeling like and what they actually can be at the end of the season. So still a lot of season left, over half of a season left after this week's game, and a lot's going to happen between now and then for every team in the NFL.
What do you see, though, that maybe gives you some optimism? Because at 2-5, and I know things could change very quickly in the NFL, but I have zero optimism with this team, especially with how the offense has just been so bad. It's been tough to watch.
It's easy to be negative, but what you do see is one of the best defenses in the NFL. I mean, cornerback Patrick Surtain is a one-man
great
defense.
Player.
We talked about Bradley Chubb. You know, you are getting development out of Greg Dulcich, who just played his first game last week and had a touchdown. So Greg Dulcich, fantasy football fans, that's a steal if you do weekly. And you know, there is a run game there when they have a running back who wants to run the football. And they just got Latavius Murray in, and he did a little bit last week, but they need a run game. They haven't had it all season. They didn't have it in training camp when I was going to practices. And you have to have a run game in the West Coast offense. And you have to call the run. Zach, I did an interview with Mike Shanahan. I said, what was the difference losing the Broncos Super Bowls and winning with San Francisco? And then you came back to Denver. He said, when I was at San Francisco, I realized in their Super Bowls, they're running 30, 40 times. And the Super Bowls we were in was 17, 18. You got to run the football, especially in a West Coast offense.
Wrapping up with Ryan Harris on the Zach Gelb Show. If you were in that locker room, if you were a veteran leader, what would your message be to your teammates right now?
We got to win. Forget anything else. If you want to talk about anything going outside of this room, you're distracted. I don't want to hear about somebody's interview. People do interviews every week. We got to come together and win this game right now. And you have to do it in an unusual environment. Both teams on the road in a country you don't know. And most guys just got their passport. Fans don't know that, but there's like 20 guys on every team who have to get passports because they've never been out of the country. So there's a lot going on, but you got to lock in and focus. And more than anything, determine before you get on that field that you're going to do whatever it takes to win the game and hurt whoever's standing in the way.
Do you think the quarterback is 100% locked in and focus?
I couldn't tell by being there, you know, but there's definitely a lot of extra that I see now than when I played. I mean, you know, I played with Peyton Manning. I don't think anybody ever cared what suit he was wearing or what his tagline was, you know, but you got kids dressing up like Joe Burrow. You know, you got fans who are, you know, tabloid fans becoming NFL fans because of Tom and Giselle. It's a strange place out there, Zach. Strange place. But I believe Russell is, and I believe he'll show everybody that he's still a great quarterback and can get a team in contention.
If you could give some advice to Russell Wilson, what would your advice be to Russell Wilson?
Do less. Do less, and don't do anything that takes away from your production on the field. And it's tough, you know. If all of you guys had $10 million, we're having this conversation at a steakhouse, and somebody says, hey, let's go have a cigar, it's tough to say no. But do less. Do less outside of the building so you can do more on the field.
Ryan Harris, when we get through this NFL season so far, now get into 8 weeks in, We know the Bills and the Eagles and the Chiefs are really damn good. Who's that next team that you really like in the NFL right now?
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Wow.
Let's go, man. I mean, they lose possible Rookie of the Year candidate in Breece Hall, but they're getting Elijah Moore back. That defense is nasty. Quinnen Williams has a legitimate Defensive Player of the Year campaign happening right now that no one's seeing. I like the Jets, baby. They're playing well, and I like a good story, Zach.
How good do you think the Jets could be this year when it's all said and done?
They could win a divisional game, depending on where it is. It's going to be tough to see where the matchup is because at some point, you know, the Bills are going to be there. And do you face them in the divisional round, or do you face Kansas City in the divisional round? I think that's where they get matched this year. But, I mean, for what Zach Wilson's been able to do after injury, coming back, making quick decisions, that's a team on the rise, and I love watching it.
How about the Bucs? Do you think they could turn this around? I guess the saving grace is that the division is just so bad.
How about that? The Falcons playing for first place this week.
Against the Panthers. The Panthers could be in first place.
Yeah, we all need to eat crow for anything bad said about Marcus Mariota. The only man to throw himself a touchdown pass in the playoff game.
I remember that.
The good news, though, for Tampa Bay is they can still win the division, host a playoff game, and I'll take Tom Brady in January over anybody, over the field. So they still have a pathway. But I feel for Tom Brady right now. I mean, which one of us could walk to work with an ultimatum like the one his wife gave him? And look at the team that's struggling defensively that now lost some other players due to injury. And you're saying, this is what I'm risking my family for? I mean, that's tough. Who do you talk to? Does he call Michael Jordan? Who does he call? I mean, this is a tough guy going through a lot, and I feel for him. But the Bucs still have a pathway to the playoffs.
Is Brandon Staley holding the Chargers back, in your opinion?
Hell yeah. Kick a field goal, man. For goodness sakes, just play the game the way it's meant to be played. But I know from talking to players, they love him. They love how that he treats them. They love that he goes for it on fourth down because it gives them confidence. The coaches I know and have won with who are there, they love him and how he treats his staff. So Brandon Staley's not holding them back except for kicking some field goals here and there.
You can punt, too.
You can punt.
Well, it's amazing. Analytics, I love the information, but you got to just use your gut sometimes and realize, I don't care if it gives me a 1% chance better. The risk is just not worth the reward, and he doesn't get that.
Joe Namath, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, none of these guys play for percentages. You play to win. You don't keep score. And that's what Brandon Staley's learning.
Last thing before we let you run, the Packers. When it is the playoffs, will they be in there? Because it looks like they're about to go to 3-5 as well with going to Buffalo this weekend.
You know, the only reason why I say no is because of the Vikings. I mean, you got the Vikings there in a tough NFC East division. You might get two playoff teams out of that NFC East division.
Maybe three.
Maybe three. I mean, I don't see it. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers does this too. You know, last year, what's going to happen? Didn't they start 0-2 or something like that and ripped off 8 wins? They know how to win. It's going to take some time, but I say no for the first time in a long time. I don't think Aaron Rodgers sees the playoffs.
And the last thing I'll ask you, Ryan Harris, Notre Dame hasn't gone the way that they expected this year with Marcus Freeman. I know you do their games. What do you say to Notre Dame fans? It's 1 year, you know, first-year coach coming in. I know he was on the staff last year. It's never easy. What's your message to Notre Dame fans who may be doubting Marcus Freeman?
Save those doubts for 2 weeks. They got a huge game on the road. I'm right now in Syracuse for the game. It's going to be a tough one to win on the road, and they can do it, and then they host Clemson. They beat those two teams. It's a whole different conversation now for Notre Dame.
Ryan Harris, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Zach. Talk to you. Peace.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or opossums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.